Many residents of Magui County are farmers who cultivate small plots of private land to make a living. Some say they are able to take care of their family's need after harvest. Lokang James Spen, a farmer from Lochari Boma in Obo Village, says training provided by the nonprofit Save the Children gave him hope for good harvest.
Now we have a very big change to our community. For this small time, but reaching to the coming years, I think we can improve and get more yield than what we have been earning in our community. I'm a farmer. Most type of crop I'm producing here, maize, beans, sorghum, and cassava. The yields of maize for training, I'm seeing it is less. We can make locally. But now we get different practices like agronomic practice. Now we have seen the change.
Koma James Sylvester, a planner and food security analyst in the State Ministry of Environment and Forestry, says quite a few farmers have switched from subsistence to commercial farming. He says large-scale farming could reduce prices of goods in markets across South Sudan.
Support should be given to farmers who may be coming up, and those who have planned, those can easily come up. We encourage them. We need to support these private farmers, because even if they are few, these few farmers can do a lot to feed the people than remaining on just you produce for food. Subsistence agriculture cannot help us anymore. But we need to go bigger. When we have commercial agriculture, then they can produce a lot of food.
Moriko Gloria James, another farmer in Abara village of Magui County, says she gained knowledge on how to produce more food through crop planning.
The advantages of planting those seeds in lines, it helps those men also to weed the crops. The second advantage is it will be easy to manage the diseases who attacked the seeds.
A delegation from the Agricultural Bank of South Sudan visited Eastern Equatoria in June to assess the challenges facing farmers. State officials say the visit was aimed at providing loans and farm tools to progressive farmers across the state. Catherine Loyette Richard, another farmer in Adaba Lochari village, says what she learned in the training could help her in the practice of advanced farming methods.
We were not having that knowledge of good agronomic practices, but due to the 20 days or 1 month that we spent, we gained a lot of knowledge, and that knowledge we have started now imparting it to our community. And now I'm seeing other changes now on how to select the site or the land, and then the type of seed. We are trained on different methods that we can use in order for our farming system to improve.
Much of South Sudan population is engaged in subsistence farming. Many such farmers live in low rainfall savanna, growing sorghum and millet. Many South Sudanese households keep some livestock, particularly in rural areas. 75 farmers have benefited from skills they have gained regarding improved food production from agricultural partner with the nonprofit Save the Children, who trained farmers in Magui County. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa, reporting in Torit, Eastern Equatorial State.